RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody here on 670 The Score. For the last hour, we've been getting harassed. You cannot make any critical... We're back to this pace. First 3 weeks of the season, you could say whatever you want about Justin Fields. We are back to the space now where if you say anything critical of Justin Fields, you are a hater.
Yeah, the two Justin Fields haters are hosting now, says somebody from Atlanta. PC in Atlanta says
God,
that.
God forbid I want 3 more games to properly evaluate Justin Fields. Whoa, what a hater. You're a hater. You need 3 more games to evaluate Justin Fields. You're a hater.
And then he goes on and says, hey, Mark, do you think Justin Fields was throwing the ball away too quickly? It's like a weird thing. Like, yes. Shoot us down, but then ask me a question. Yeah. Hey, by the way, yes. Mark.
Well, we get to talk more Bears, which is a lovely thing here on 670 The Score with our next guest. Joining us right now on the Circa Resort Casino Hotline, Circa Resort Casino Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. She is an all-around star for NBC. She does a lot of the football daily stuff. I know, Grody, you're over there too with that. She hosts.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be doing a show with Ruthie. Yeah, I think next Tuesday I'm going to be on Ruthie's stage. It's her stage.
As it should be. And here she is joining us right now, Ruthie Polinsky. Ruthie, welcome to the show.
You guys hyping me up. I love it. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
You know what it is? It's to make up for any bad questions we ask. So we figure if we you know, lift up our guest, then when we suck in the middle, they can still like us afterwards. That's what that is.
Do you know if she does the football after show?
That's what
too?
I was saying. I said the wrong name, but it's football after show.
Yeah, no, I think that's cool.
First of all, that's a really cool gig. How excited were you when you got that?
Yeah, man, guys, I'm so glad you asked me that question because it was such an honor. I started working at NBC 5 at WMAQ, and I just, you know, kind of came in as a utility person. You know, I really wanted to be in Chicago, and I had this opportunity to just kind of come on and see where they needed me. And after a couple of weeks, couple of months, you know, they kind of came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in that show. And I was blown away. I was so excited. I don't take lightly how serious Bears fans are. I've fully grasped that very quickly. And so to have that opportunity and to kind of be, you know, in some ways the quarterback or the distributor to kind of let those guys who are on the show with me, Lance Briggs, Alex Brown, Dave Wansett, to let those guys do their thing and just kind of keep the reins and make sure everyone's well behaved. It's just been so much fun. I've learned so much. You know, I'm sitting there with three pros watching a football game. I've never had that experience before in my life. So I'm learning so much from them during the game. And then after the game, to do the show with them has just been an absolute blast and a total honor.
That's a pretty cool thing too. Like if they're trying to figure out, how do we want to use Ruthie? Bears? Does that sound good to you? Yeah, I'll take Bears. I will take that. That is a really nice way to go, isn't it, Ruthie?
It worked out so well. I'm so grateful. It's been such a, and football's kind of really been my sport. Like I just really love football, and I've gotten, you know, kind of felt like that's really my area of expertise and my comfort zone. I started my first market. I was in Texas covering high school football. And then I went to Rhode Island and I was covering Tom Brady and the Patriots. And I went to two Super Bowls and then I got to cover some college football there. And then I was in Miami for three seasons, three fascinating seasons for the Miami Dolphins. When my first season there was when they drafted Tua. And then now I'm here covering, you know, the most historic franchise maybe in all of sports. So it's just been really a whirlwind and a dream come true.
And as we sit in this place, Ruthie, it's pretty amazing the ride that have been the Bears on and off the field this year. I mean, the place, the sky was falling almost understandably until a little thing called a 40-20 win over Washington on Thursday night. And now you have back-to-back games where Justin Fields has looked good passing the football. It's amazing how the vibe has changed at Hallis Hall. Have you felt it like I have?
Oh, my God. It's a different team, it feels like. And you know, I think for us, it's so much because we hear the fans so much more directly than I think the team does. So and we're consuming all the media. I don't think the team's necessarily doing that as much as we are. So I think for us, it's just doom and gloom when we're, you know, consuming it all. And then we go into the building and we kind of bring that in there with us. And then things are fine. And today we actually got to ask, you know, Matt Eberflus about the Minnesota Vikings. Like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like we get to talk about the opponent and talk about football. Like what a treat that is. But it is really unbelievable to see just kind of how the vibe in the city just flips upside down. And you know what is so crazy about that win is they're 1-4. There are what, seven teams that are 1-4 or worse, you know, at this point. So it's like all of a sudden they're like, okay, you're like, you're not that bad. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, there's an eighth of the league that's, you know, or, I'm sorry, a fourth of the league, you know, that's just not good. So I think it's going to be really interesting. And I really do believe that this weekend is one of those must wins. If you want to consider this season, like any sort of progress, just because you already lost one to Green Bay. The Lions are going to be tough both times you play them. Like, let's go get a win against a division opponent, you know, while you can and while you're hot and riding this momentum.
Yeah, they most certainly want to separate themselves from the pack, that quarter of the league. And if they can do so with a victory, that's something they most certainly want to do. Talking to Ruthie Polinsky from NBC Sports Chicago here on 670 The Score. I'm Gabe Ramirez, along with Mark Grody. Now, Ruthie, I like you, I had the luxury of sitting next to someone and watching the game, former Bear Corey Wooten. And I know me, I'm always asking like any question that comes to mind that I feel like I know the answer to, but I'd much rather ask the professional. And I feel like I've gotten some really good gems and some really good nuggets. What's something you feel like maybe, or like a moment this season or something that maybe somebody said that was a different angle that you noticed, whether it be about Justin Fields or the team itself, some sort of interaction with the guys that you picked up on that gave you that shed a light on a different subject in a different way?
Oh man, that's such a good question. And there have been so many moments, you know, it's almost like, and the game goes so quick, right? Because you're just on to the next play. So we don't always have a ton of time because we really have to be so locked in for every snap. But I think what's been the most exciting for me is watching them, you know, maybe there's a missed tackle and Lance Briggs, a linebacker misses a tackle, and I have Lance Briggs, you know, standing up next to the TV showing me what the linebacker should have done and how there was a miscommunication. Like these are just kind of some of the things. It's like, I've never been in a film room, you know, I've never gotten to watch tape with like an NFL coach or an NFL, you know, player. So just kind of that to me, like the X's and the O's and the details have just been so unbelievable. And I'll say this, I guess kind of hearing the player perspective has been really interesting to me. For example, Matt Eberflus decides to go for it on fourth down instead of kick the field goal, and the Bears end up losing to the Denver Broncos. I'm sitting next to three defensive guys, right? Dave Wannstedt, Alex Brown, and Lance Briggs. And those guys are saying, that as a defensive player is telling me that my coach has no faith in me to go get a stop and, you know, win this game for my team. Wow. So to me, that was a moment where I was like, oh, wow. Like, you don't think about that. Cause in my head, I'm thinking he wants to either extend the clock. He wants to score a touchdown. He doesn't want to put that pressure on the defense. Whereas the defensive guys take it much more personally, you know, than I think we necessarily realize in that moment. That was a moment for me. I was like, aha, you know,
yeah,
like, I get it.
Yeah. That's such great stuff. I love that kind of stuff that you could just kind of take with you for the rest of your life. Cause that's what it is. Not just because it's like monumental that you're working with these guys, but because it's like real information that is unfiltered. This is how, and I'd like to think that they're probably representative of what other players were thinking or do think.
Totally. And there are definitely some times where I get these vibes. I'm like, okay, you guys are a little old school, you know, in the way and the way that you think. And,
of course.
And it's cool. And you know, Grody, like when we're at Bears, like we're hearing such filtered coach speak and player talk. And I'm here to, you know, play for my team. And this is a team game. But then to hear kind of the unfiltered, like you said, to use your word, to hear that from those guys has just been like, unbelievable, you know, just a new and exciting experience for me.
Did you notice how excited the Fluce was? Like, speaking of, like, for a moment there, for maybe like 20 seconds, we weren't getting coach speak from Matt Eberflus when he sort of lit up when we were asking him questions about the fact that Justin Jefferson is not going to be playing.
Yeah.
And he kind of alluded to them as the, you know, the rest of the regular, ordinary receivers and referring to Justin Jefferson as elite. But to your point, too, earlier, they were actually talking about the game. How much do you think it means that the Bears are not going to have to deal with Justin Jefferson if we are talking about the Bears getting wins or must wins, as you said?
Yeah, you know, it's a little scary to me, to be honest with you. I think you want to say, oh, that's a huge, you know, that's a win for the Bears. But then, you know, you're giving this, you don't ever want to take them lightly because they don't have their star player out there, because that opens up room, you know, for errors and mistakes. And I was just looking at the score, at the box score from the Chiefs game. And they had a really well-balanced air game. You know, Jordan Addison, 64 yards. TJ Hawkinson's a little scary, 51 yards. Like, they can distribute – Kirk Cousins can distribute the ball really well. And so that, to me, is a little scary. Obviously, of course, the Bears are getting some key defensive players back, especially in the secondary. So that's going to be huge, I think, for them in this game. But not having Justin Jefferson, obviously, that's a huge deal. But you also want to – not get too excited about that, right? And a lot of those guys were saying that today, because it does open up room, you know, to be a little loose.
Sure. We're talking to Ruthie Polinsky from NBC Sports Chicago here on 670 The Score, also the host of the Football After Show. Make sure you guys check that out on NBC Sports Chicago. I'm Gabe Ramirez. He's Mark Grody. Ruthie, when I look at this team, obviously there's been some growth in the last few weeks on the offensive side of the ball. A lot of people feeling exceptionally well about Justin Fields. But the defense has also kind of been stepping up, and I've kind of just said to myself, oh, it's because the offense is playing better, and so therefore the defense is a bit more motivated. Well, what have you seen from this defense in terms of their productivity level over the last couple of weeks and the direction that they're headed in?
Yeah, well, we all are talking about how Matt Eberflus is the blitz machine these days, right? I mean, that's been fun to watch and see the defense get a little bit more pressure and be more physical, especially against, you know, a solid defensive line, or at least they were, you know, coming into the game against the Bears. Washington was, for that matter. I really actually have enjoyed the way that Matt Eberflus has been calling the defense. Like I said, you know, more pressure on the quarterback, more physical. And the way that those young guys were stepping up in that game, just you're kind of sitting there like, oh man, like there actually might be a little bit more depth here than we're realizing in this moment, and giving those young guys that opportunity to play, you know, in this early in the season. If, you know, God forbid something were to happen later on in the year, you have that kind of to fall back on, which I think is really exciting, especially for the growth of this really, really young team and young secondary. So, that's really been really exciting for me to watch. And I just, you know, I think obviously with young players, you're going to see learning curves. We've seen really, really great moments from Tyrique Stevenson, but we've also seen some, you know, rookie mistakes. That's a guy that I covered in Miami at the University of Miami and got to know really well. And I'm rooting for that kid, man. He's such a good kid and just a really, you know, he works so hard and he cares so much. So that's been really fun to watch. And, you know, I think we're seeing just them play more complementary football in general. Like you said, when the offense plays well, it gives the defense a little bit more juice. And we saw that in the Washington game and we saw it relatively consistently for four quarters. So that's really exciting. And that's a real thing going back to, you know, talking to the guys that I get to do the show with, like that's a real feeling when your offense is able to sustain drives and give you a break, you're so much more willing to go out there and play harder after you've gotten a little bit of rest and rather than just your offense three and out. Oh, well, here we go again, you know? So it's just, that's really been just kind of seeing it all come together in that Washington game, I think was really huge for this team and for their confidence. And again, for the defense, especially as well.
Yeah. Those guys, Alex Brown and Lance Briggs had their fair share of frustrations with Bears offenses through the years where they're just getting, like they just get a pick six and they're all huffing and puffing and celebrating and three and out for the offense and they're back out there. So
right.
Yeah, I can see why those guys would be championing that. But we were asking the question earlier, Ruthie, about Justin Fields, and obviously he has looked really good in these two games. That all of a sudden we are zeroing back in on him and the possibilities that exist. What do you still need to see from Justin Fields before you're like, yep, he's the guy, pay this man, you're going to win because of him?
Consistency, right? I mean, you just want to see this for the next, you know, five games at least, right? You want to see just him put really solid performances back to back to back. And I guess another thing that we haven't really seen from him yet is winning a game in the fourth quarter, like going out there and maybe you're trailing or maybe, you know, you're milking the clock or you have a 2-minute drive to go out there and win the game. And he hasn't really quite done that yet. So those are some of the things, but really to me, the big part is consistency, no mistakes. And then I think also you want to see him run the ball more. I want to, you know, I want him to do what he's good at. And of course he's gotten so much better at throwing the ball and finding his open guys. And we've seen that especially in the last 2 weeks, but I want to see him do what he's good at and what makes him so dynamic and really, really put pressure on the defense and make sure that everyone's reminded that, oh, this is a dual threat quarterback. And so I really just am, I would love to see him kind of find more balance between the air and ground game and his own personal game. And then again, you know, just keep stacking them, keep getting better. And you know, he's very, I guess short and cold with us, Grody, but Justin's such a good kid. And again, works so hard and he's cares so much and wants to be good. So I'm just rooting for him. And I am so excited to see his progress in the last two games.
Ruthie, I know you mentioned that you covered the Dolphins once they drafted Tua. And I'm looking at this Bears team, and I'm really trying to figure out, I mean, obviously, the Dolphins, you know, like the shining starlet of the league right now, right? And so you got to see them up close. You see the Bears where they're at right now. Like, how far away are the Bears from the Dolphins are?
How far away are they from that? From being
the Bears are a Tyreek Hill and a Jalen Waddle away from.
I knew it.
From being the Miami Dolphins.
That's what I wanted to see.
No, but in all seriousness, and I've been saying this, especially at the start of this season, when we were all kind of sitting here and questioning the play calling, and is Justin, you know, being forced to be a quarterback that he's not really meant to be, and I saw Tua really struggle early on in his career. And then they brought in Mike McDaniel, who is this offensive guru, mastermind, whatever you want to call him, you know, all these, you know, hoity-toity, vomit-inducing, you know, phrases that everyone wants to call him. And he designs an offense that fits his quarterback skill set. And you're sitting there like, man, that's a good idea. And you've seen Tua flourish, and you've seen him rebuild his confidence. And I think, you know, I saw Tua at his rock bottom in his career and bringing in the pieces around him, shoring up the offensive line, getting the two best wide receivers in the NFL, and also solidifying a defense that is going to allow you to, you know, that especially early on, you know, they were winning games when Brian Flores was there, and maybe Tua wasn't playing as well, but they were winning games because of their defense, and their defense was keeping them in games. And so it gave him kind of a little bit of a cushion to make mistakes on offense because your defense had your back. So it was a combination of a lot of things, but I think with Mike McDaniel, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, and now they have these, you know, running back. They got everything. They got all the skill.
Claypool.
Chase Claypool. you took the words out of my mouth. Yeah,
I beat you to it.
That's going to be fascinating. But yeah, I think that's the model of how to help your quarterback and how to help develop a quarterback. And the Dolphins have done it. Credit to them, because guess what? They wanted Sean Payton. Let's make sure everyone remembers. They got docked a first round pick for tampering with Sean Payton and Tom Brady, but they ended up with Mike McDaniel, and it worked out pretty well for him.
Yeah, who would have thunk it, man? He is definitely the guy. And I'll keep that in mind too, that you don't like synonyms for genius. I'll keep that in mind throughout that.
I mean, it got to the point where I was just kind of, all right, we're here, we get it, let's play football. You know, the shtick got a little old for me, but I'm happy for Mike McDaniel, and I'm happy for Tua. They were always really good to me, and I hope that, you know, they have lots and lots of success until they play the Bears.
Well, Ruthie, I hope we were equally as kind to you and wonderful to you, so that way you can come back and hang out with us.
Yes, this was such a fun. I saw Grody today. He goes, you want to come on the radio? I said, anything for you, Mark Grody.
You are absolutely amazing. And on your night off, too. So thank you. You know what? Just for that, I'm going to come on your TV show on Tuesday.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah. We'll have a blast.
Yep.
Ruthie, have a great night. Ruthie Polinsky from NBC Sports Chicago, also the Football After Show and a bunch of other things. I love that she came in as a utility player and earned her spot in the rotation.
Bears. Yeah.
Bears.
Good for you, Ruthie.
Love it.
Yep.
Speaking of Bears, more of that on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here on 670 The Score.
So it's amazing. I don't know. It just feels amazing. I'm just all smiles right now. So, I mean, I want to chase another one. Keep smiling like this.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Offensive player of the week, DJ Moore right there. First time a Bears wide receiver has been the offensive player of the week since 1999.
Yes, sir. Do you know who it was?
I saw Loho. I'm just literally regurgitating Loho's tweet.
Oh, so you know.
Like it was Marcus Robinson?
Yeah, Marcus Robinson. I would not have guessed that. There's nothing surprising about it to me.
Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, that was. You're like, yeah, I remember a couple hundred-yard games.
Yeah.
Some hundred-yard games.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's... I'm saying it's not surprising that the Bears have not had a wide receiver become offensive player of the week in 24 years. It's just not, because we always play the game with the quarterbacks. Right? Not exactly an astounding list of wide receivers in Bears franchise history.
And this is where they come to die, right? That's what they say?
Yeah. Musin Muhammad was the
one
that
said
that.
They literally pass after that.
Yeah. They pretty much, you got to keep an eye on them because you probably will die. You are at high risk.
Soldier Field is a hospice.
It really is. Yeah, it kind of is.
For wide receivers.
It kind of is. I mean, it has been. Or you get a good one, and then they don't want to stay, like Alshon Jeffrey once upon a time ago.
Alshon Jeffrey, I once judged the McDonald's All-American Slam Dunk Contest.
Really?
On ESPN.
That's sick.
And Alshon Jeffrey was one of the judges along with me.
Really?
Along with me. I wasn't along with him. It was...
Of course, Gabe.
And then when they... You know how on ESPN, they go across the screen, you know, the table, right? And they're like, 7-year NFL veteran and all pro Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. And then it's like,
from B96.
From B96. Gay. And this is national. This is
morning
national.
Personality.
Nobody knows who the hell Gabe
from
Ramirez
is. The B-Bash B96.
I'm watching this thing back. And it was Grayson Allen won the dunk contest. Carl Anthony Towns was in it.
Wow. That's a pretty cool experience.
It was actually really cool. And I remember the funniest part of that story is Grayson Allen, like I was taking the job seriously. I was judging people like how I would actually judge them, not going with fanfare. And Grayson Allen did a dunk. And then I gave him like a 9 or something like that. And my dad texts me while I'm on TV on ESPN. And he's like, that was a 10. And so the next dunk he does, it was like 50 worthy, and you give him the thing, and then So Alshon Jeffrey, I have Alshon Jeffrey's number. We can call him
really
Jeffrey right
we'll
now.
We'll call him up and ask him why the hell he wanted out of Chicago so badly, and it couldn't have been the weather because he went to Philadelphia. Like you don't like sign a long term deal with another team that has suspect weather. I know it's worse here.
I think he had Jimmy Butler-itis, where it's like he felt unloved, and he just wanted to be loved.
Well said. I like that. No, I like where you're going with that because it was with Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
So he wasn't.
Derrick Rose. Call Brandon Marshall, Derrick Rose.
Okay.
Call Alshon Jeffrey, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And he wanted to shine.
Interesting.
Finally got a chance to. And then was like, you guys don't appreciate me.
So all the weather stuff was kind of BS then. It was just, I want to go someplace else.
He went to Philly.
I'm on my own team. I'm on my own team.
And then he won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Didn't he have a great game this past weekend too?
Is he still in the league?
No. Actually, you know what? I had that on my brain because Alshon Jeffrey was one of the Bears wide receivers that probably should have had the NFC offensive player of the at one point. Didn't he have a game that was like 240 yards or something like that?
And
who got it from him that week?
Jay Cutler.
That's what we got to figure it out. Is my memory correct? Didn't Alshon Jeffrey have like some extraordinary single game where he like it's inexcusable in my brain right now as to
for the Bears
who for the Bears
December 1st, 2013, 249 yards.
Look at me.
No, look at Alex Kuhn. Don't steal his shine.
No,
a loss to the Vikings.
I mean, I was right that he had that. But nice job by you too, Alex. Sorry.
Look at me. I was like, damn, we just found it in 1 second. 12 catches, right. 12 catches, 249 yards, 2 TDs. How did he not win that week?
How did he not win it? That's the question. Great job, by the way, Alex. Really. You're right. I didn't do that.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm awesome.
God, I got to check myself.
That was great.
That was. Right. But oh, yes.
Cool. You didn't look at the box score, did you?
No, I don't have it up.
Who's the quarterback that threw on the ball?
Oh, man.
2013, as Alex said.
So, oh, man.
Matt Forte, 120 yards rushing.
So was it Jay?
Brandon Marshall. Nope.
Jay?
Nope. Brandon Marshall, 4 catches, 45
oh,
yards.
Oh, was it Josh McCown?
Yes.
Oh, my God. How about that?
Josh McCown, 355 yards on the day. 2 TDs, no interceptions. With a QBR of 56.
Oh, my God.
Because he... What? Because he was 23 for 36. That's not. That shouldn't be. That,
yeah.
That
wait
seems
a minute.
Odd. Maybe that. Maybe the algorithm was a little different.
Yeah.
Right then.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense. But Josh
sacked
McCown.
Four times. Josh McCown. 23 for 36. 355. 2 TDs.
I can only imagine what we must have been like during that week. I don't know if there. Obviously, there was an injury to Jay Cutler at that time, right? There must have been. If Josh McCown was the quarterback, I wonder if we were saying at that time, hey, Josh might be the guy. Maybe you keep him and maybe you got something with him. But who won NFC Player of the Week that week?
I know that's what was some
249 yards. Somebody else had a better week on offense. You know what? I bet you know what? I will bet. I don't know if we're gonna be able to find it. It's gotta be a quarterback, and it's gotta be somebody like Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. Like
offensive
one of those
player
guys
of the week.
Yeah, that had to have, like, that would have taken the spotlight from, it had to have been, right? One of those guys. Like,
I got
to
be honest.
It has to be an elite quarterback.
I'm one of those people that, like, obsesses over things like this.
Yeah, so now you got to know.
I can't even concentrate on whatever you're talking about.
It's okay.
Talk amongst yourselves.
All right,
here's
the
topic. Alex Kuhn, come
the progressive
here.
Era was neither progressive nor an era. Discuss.
I love that.
312-644.
All right, let's
67, 67.
Let's go to, what says... Let's go to Don in Chicago.
All right.
Give me Don in
Chicago.
I'll
take care
Chat of
Don.
Chat with him for a little bit. I'm busy here, damn it.
Give Grody Don. Don, it's you and I, man.
Hey.
It's Grody and Don. What's happening, brother?
How you doing, Don? Those are my two favorites on this on the radio.
Oh.
My Grody and Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Don. Yes. Don. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're one of my favorite callers, man.
Yeah. I love listening to you guys.
Thanks,
you know,
man.
I love listening to you guys.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, guys, that Justin Fields. Let us be patient. How do you know Tom Brady is going to be who he was, who he is today? Because when it started, I know when it started, he's not that good. But today, he got 6 rings on his head. So I just want you guys, let us be patient with Justin Fields. Mm. That's what I call for.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Don, you are the best, man. Thanks for calling. And I will say that if Justin Fields, if this is who he is, there is a huge, huge victory going on for all of the be patient people. And I'll be honest, like, I'm not one of them. And I don't suspect that many people listening are either. So thumbs up to anybody who has the ability to be like that. I mean, that's something I was thinking about with all this. Because there is a camp of people that will stop you every once in a while and say, he's still 24 years old.
True.
He's still 24. And he's the give it time. Nobody wants to give it time. So this is a victory for the patient people. If Fields is that.
Do you want to know who was 25 when he won Player of the Week in Week 13 of 2013 that wasn't Marcus Robinson?
During that?
Russell Wilson.
Oh, it was Russell Wilson? The week?
The week that happened.
That Alshon got it. Or that Alshon had 214. Yeah. So it was Russell Wilson. So I was, again, point the finger to me. I was right again. It's an elite quarterback.
Is he elite?
He was at that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
22 for 30, 310 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Mm,
I got to be honest, that seems pedestrian.
No, not with no. See, you're right. Of 249 receiving yards, that is immaculate.
You know what Peyton Manning did that same week?
What?
22 for 35, 400 yards, 5 touchdowns.
Wow.
And didn't win Offensive Player of the Week.
What was going on there? Why the favoritism?
Because the guy who he threw it to, Eric Decker, did.
Oh.
So they probably didn't want to give it to two two wide receivers.
Oh.
They already gave it to Eric Decker in the AFC. Didn't want to give it to Alshon in the NFC.
The two quarterbacks. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's still ridiculous, though. You can't be a wide receiver and get 249 yards and not get some sort of plaque, at least.
Well, the reason why he didn't get it also, he wasn't even the best wide receiver that weekend.
Oh, really? Alshon Jeffrey was not the best wide receiver that weekend.
Josh Gordon, 261 yards, two touchdowns, 10 receptions for Cleveland. Remember okay. Josh Gordon? Remember Flash was really Flash?
Yeah.
Like, was well, really doing that?
So the wide receivers canceled themselves out.
That
I could take that in a little bit better now instead of getting mad about something that happened.
And what would you rather have? Alshon Jeffrey with 12 catches, 250, and two tutties, or Adrian Peterson, 35 rushes, 211 yards against the Bears?
Jesus.
A lot of offense. Yeah. A lot of offensive output there. I'll give you some other names because these are impressive. Okay.
Nice I saw him on
trip down memory lane.
Dancing with the Stars the other day.
Who, Adrian Peterson?
Yeah.
No.
And yeah, it was Adrian Peterson. He was on Dancing. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Am I wrong about that?
I thought he got like blackballed from everything for hitting his kid.
I thought so too.
Okay.
Like I thought maybe I'm wrong. Let's find out if Adrian Peterson was.
All right, you can look that one up. Alex.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like looking up what? He's like, what? CJ Spiller. 15 rushes, 149 yards and a tutty. Yep, for the Bills.
Yeah.
Monty Ball had 13 rushes for 117 for Denver, but that's because he had that. And then Reggie Bush. 20 attempts, 117 and a tutty. That's pretty solid.
Those were all the big offensive guys that week. All in the name of DJ Moore.
Let's go to the phone lines. Gabe Ramirez, Mark Grody, G&G Sports Factory.
That's it.
Here on 670 Score. Let's go to Scott and Elgin.
Bam. Bam, 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 bam.
Ooh.
Hey.
Everybody sports now.
Wow.
I was here for that.
Sometimes we surprise people.
Ourselves first. Maybe just ourselves. Scott, I know you're surprised that we picked up the phone, but I need you to tell me about Justin Fields and how many games you need to see before you can make a declaration on him.
I think eight games, but against good teams, good defenses. If he's elite, he should be able to pick people apart, and I don't think he's done that, has he?
No, he's been playing against two of the worst defenses in the league now. But Scott, when you say eight games, you mean eight games total or eight more games?
No, I want to see eight more games of go against some people who are have some defense that it's not like he's playing we got all the time he wants to do what he wants to do. I want to see him pick somebody apart, see him see what happens when somebody comes at him.
Yeah, especially a top-tier defense, and he's going to have that opportunity this weekend. Without question, the Minnesota Vikings are going to send the house at Justin and make him kind of do something. So it's going to be interesting to see, like, can he put it together? Because this is going to be a put-it-together game. You had bad defenses where you were able to feel, right? It's like in basketball, like, oh, I got to make a layup just to see the ball go through the net so I can feel that. Then I can get my jump shot working. Same thing with Justin Fields. Against bad defense, he was, throwing it to DJ Moore, finding the checkdowns to Cole Kmet. But when you play a better team and you lose that half a second, like, can you do the same thing?
And this is one of those games, too, where the mystery at running back is going to hurt you because, unless everybody's back and everything is cool, because Minnesota is not very good at stopping the run. So that could be, you're right, along with the quick decisions in terms of the passing and the quick routes and things like that, also running the football has to be something. Now, I don't think Khalil Herbert's going to play. We saw him in the locker room today. And
high ankle sprain?
Yeah. And
he
looked
cast,
good.
Crutches,
no cast, nothing. Nothing. Zero.
Just
nothing. And he was walking fine. And he may have just gone through treatment, so he may have been feeling no pain at that time. It doesn't mean just because I didn't see him limping that he's okay.
Yeah.
But for whatever it's worth, he didn't. But there's, no official word on him as of yet. And then Travis Homer is in concussion protocol. Or is he hamstring?
Yeah, he's hamstring. Roshan Johnson, concussion.
Concussion, exactly. So, and they have Darrington Evans, who was on their roster last year, had a 35-yard touchdown against the Bears in the preseason this year. So he's back on the roster as well.
Bears.
Oh, and if I might add, sorry, I missed the last call too here, because Adrian Peterson is part of Dancing with the Stars. So maybe this is a reclamation project from the branch thing.
People do like tears. And if he shed some tears during an interview, he could win. Football players do well there. But if he's like,
Are there tears involved typically on Dancing with the Stars post game?
Yeah.
Really?
Almost certainly.
Oh, because they're just so blown away by what the moments.
You know, you're working hard and you know, you battle back and you know.
Oh, that's true. It could
tears is good for TV.
It could be a precious moment.
Can you cry right now? We can get some ratings right now.
Oh, yeah? I could
Justin
probably.
Justin Fields. Oh, my God.
Dent, 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 dent.
Everybody sports now.
It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
If you guys were listening earlier before the Blackhawks game started, I confidently told you and broke down why Connor Bedard would score a goal. Five shots on goal yesterday, led the team. He lost 11 faceoffs. But if you lead the team in shots on goal and you didn't score and you're coming back the next day, you're 18, you got more energy than everybody else, everybody's legs is a little bit more tired than yours, and you lead the team in shots on goal, you're going to put it up, and just off sheer happenstance, if you're telling me you get 10 shots, I'm assuming, since you're the generational talent, you're going to score on 10% of those. So I told you guys to lay the bet down at plus 200. Shout out to anybody that did, because Connor Bedard just scored the first goal of the game.
Look at you being spot on.
Spot on.
Spot on. And I know I really, as I told you earlier, genuinely thought that your process is great. I'm always a fan of your process.
Thank you.
Don't get
thank
me wrong,
you.
But
thank you, thank you.
That was beautiful. You should have seen Gabe, too, as when he realized he won. He's just sort of walking out of the studio, kind of just looks over his shoulders, and he goes, hey, bro.
Swag.
Yeah, he's like, bro, Connor Bedard just scored. Yeah, what'd I tell you? Not it ain't a thing. He's like, you're like, I should have. What did you say? You should have done.
Oh, because he was plus 1,100 or 11-1 to score the first goal. And I was just like, that's steep. But plus 200, you know, take positive money. But I almost laid down the plus 1,100.
You were just so, that was a powerful moment for you, wasn't it? When he scored that goal,
you
went
guys,
on the radio to talk about it. And then you're staring me down going, Grody, take a look at this.
You know, a lot of people think they could just get on the radio and say whatever they want. And they can just do it.
Yeah.
But some people actually get on and say winners.
Over an hour and a half period. I mean, that didn't take long, man. Scored early, too.
I mean, you're welcome if you did it.
The math was right there. What else you got for us? What else you got?
I remember tonight? I did a show Saturday morning the day before the Kentucky Derby, and we had on Ryan Horvat, I believe that's who it was.
Ryan Horvat, yeah.
I believe that's who it was.
Yeah, on BetQL, you're saying. Okay.
I don't think it was, but I'm pretty sure it was.
Well, let's just go with that for the sake of the story.
And he ends up shooting out a winner. And we're all just like, you know, because he's like done all this research, talked to all these people. This is the guy. Yeah. This is the one who's going to win, whatever. Very next day, I'm on the air, Monday. This guy's like constantly shooting in texts. And he's like, what is that guy's name that was on Saturday? He won me so much money. I want to follow him. I need to follow him because he bet on the winner. I mean, listen, the reality is this. You're in your car driving home. You've been working all day. You don't have time to research. Let us do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, like, we literally get paid for that. And not to follow everything, right? Because that would be schmuckish. But you want to follow the one that then you believe in. Like, if you're thinking to yourself, yeah, that sounds like good logic, then you should have followed it. Anyway.
No, I mean, it connected dots. It wasn't some silly idea. So maybe this is something you do now every night, is that you say, here's the game. I will give me an hour and a half. I will make you money.
I tried that and I was told to do it at the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's like enough gambling talk.
And it's
right?
6 o'clock. Maybe 8:53.
Do you ever? Okay. Here's a question.
I love this.
Here's a great question. Have you ever withheld? Like, been like, I don't want to let loose my.
A gem? Yeah. Never.
Okay.
I am not the type of person.
Okay. Do you think that people do that because they want to kind of keep their secret sauce to themselves?
I hate people that, like, you know, you talk gambling with them, and I'm sure you in the car, you know, have friends like this in your group chats, like, and then they hit a winner and you're like, sick hit, a-hole, like, you didn't share that one, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I gotcha.
Like, they want to show it to you after they won.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I gotcha. Then they want to tell you all about their process, and here's what I thought,
dude.
Yeah, see, at least you talked about it first. Gave everybody the opportunity to jump on it. And I bet there were some people. It's like, oh, yeah. Oh, they're playing again tonight? Oh, Bedard again? Oh, he didn't score a lot? Yeah. Generational talent. He's not going to play many games where he doesn't score goals if he's as good as people say he is. Isn't that funny to think about? Like, he's going to score.
He's going to score.
Yeah, most of the time.
That's wild.
Let's see if he does.
Their game is tied up at 1 right now. Boston Bruins in a power play. So we'll see if they can hold strong to that. It's Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody here on 670 The Score. We're talking Bears this whole time. You know, with Connor Bedard and the such, who do you think right now in Chicago is like the best athlete?
Justin Fields.
Over I DJ believe. Moore?
Yeah. Like
over Zach LaVine?
I like the LaVine one. Like LaVine and...
Over Christopher Morrell?
Oh, yeah. Over Christopher Morrell. Yeah, I think Justin Fields probably still... I love the Fields-LaVine. Who's a better athlete, Justin Fields or Zach LaVine? That's good.
Zach LaVine is hitting bombs at Wrigley Field. Bombs.
That's true. And he did it in Seattle, too.
At that softball game.
Yeah.
Bombs. And he ran that route and crushed Ayo Dosunmu. Did you see that video? He's running routes. I believe they're in Hallis Hall. And they were running routes.
Oh, okay.
Like, screwing around or whatever. Yeah. And Ayo was guarding him, and Ayo tried to press him. He hits him with the bump. Zach, like looking just like a wide receiver, does that first step backwards instead of right into the cornerback. He does that first step backwards to get the space, and then gets off his hands and jukes Ayo Dosunmu.
Wow.
Creates space, and then catches it with one hand. It was really impressive.
Okay. Well, guess what? Justin Fields was a high-level baseball player.
Okay.
As well. And how do you know he can't hoop?
Didn't they go to the United Center and play some basketball once?
Yeah, they did.
Didn't we see Darnell Wright shooting the ball? Remember when they first got drafted?
That's right. That's correct.
I do remember that.
Yeah, but who's a better athlete? Justin Fields. So you're inclined to say Zach LaVine.
I am inclined to say, and you feel free to call in with your take on this, or text in 312-644-6767. I think, like, if I were to put a ping pong table in the room and I were to put Justin Fields and Zach LaVine on the table, I would bet Zach LaVine.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's do this. This is fun.
Yeah.
This is fun. Ping pong, who wins? This is fun.
Ping pong, Justin Fields
or
versus Zach LaVine.
Or Zach LaVine.
Yeah, I think I like Zach in a because I think you need it. There's a certain.
But don't you got to end it? But Justin Fields might have the spin accuracy, like hitting the ball perfect so that it lands right on the edge of the table.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Because, well, they both rely on accuracy to a large degree, right?
Okay. Push.
You know, you're taking those step back threes. You got to have some a large degree of accuracy, right?
Bowling.
Justin Fields. I would argue that actually LaVine may have, up until the last 2 weeks, better accuracy.
Fair enough. Bowling.
Okay, bowling.
You got to throw the ball, right? So Fields got the advantage there.
Yeah.
But.
You take it back.
You got to spin it. You know what I mean?
Right. And you do that with a basketball if you put your own little spin on it.
Do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No. Yeah, well, I would say I think that, again, that might be LaVine because we've seen a lot of – Justin Fields does not have the greatest spiral in the world. So
that
a little
is,
wobbly,
that
right?
That is true.
Am I wrong?
No. You're certainly accurate there. I'm trying to think of some, like, other sport.
Like, okay, I'm at badminton.
Kind of ping pong.
Pickleball. Do you play pickleball, by the way?
No, that's not even.
I haven't considered it yet.
What about like soccer? Penalty kicks. 1v1 penalty kicks. Who would win in that one? There you go. It has to be something like that.
I like Fields in that. Just because there is, you know, kicking is involved in football. Like, you never know what's going on in those practices. Then maybe when they're funning out there, they kick field goals. Who knows? I wonder if they do that. Because, you know, we don't get to see a lot. There's got to be fun time practice every once in a while. I wonder if the players ever line up, like position players. No, because if they got injured, then that would make asses of everybody. And somebody would probably tell. Am I just talking to myself right now? I'm just like coming up with this scenario. Is that even making sense?
No, we're in this space together.
Okay.
I'm reading the text messages. Somebody said, who would be better at beer pong?
Beer pong.
Justin Fields, without question. That's not.
No, I don't think Justin drinks. So that's a problem.
But don't you got to like. Throw the ball into
Oh, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. You're right.
Now, the texter said, Fields clears with athleticism. He's outrunning the top 1% of the league. Do you think Justin Fields is faster than Zach LaVine?
See, I don't know. That's one thing. Like, you never get – obviously, you can see a guy sprinting up and down a court, but you don't see them go full speed as much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're not seeing the sprint speed that you can see from Justin Fields when he breaks off his big – you know, runs. Like, if Zach LaVine played baseball, would he have 50 stolen bases? Like, is he that fast?
Right. Is he like Clay Thompson's brother?
Yeah. The White Sox
Trace.
Player. Yeah,
Trace Thompson.
Right.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Well, does he have that? I always wonder about that with basketball. Like Jordan, when he played baseball, he was stealing bases.
Yeah.
But would he have had like 40, 50 stolen bases? Was he sprint speed fast? Because you could never tell with Jordan.
6'6", just long, right?
Yeah.
Like a couple strides.
So I don't know.
Second.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, that's the discussion on who the best athlete is.
Yeah, who could steal second base? Which basketball players could steal
second? Justin Fields is going to get thrown out every time because he's going to truck the second baseman instead of sliding in the
yeah,
second.
Yeah, you're right. He's going to have a bad slide.
All right. That's the discussion on who the most athletic is. But I think we all agree who the most ferocious person and athlete in Chicago, and that is most certainly Tevin Jenkins. And he had an interesting conversation with Mark Grody surrounding his go-to cheat meal. And I'm curious as to what that is. I want you guys to hear it, and then we're going to have a discussion about our own. We'll do that on the other side, all right? Tevin Jenkins' meals up next is Gabe Ramirez and Mark Grody right here on 670 The Score.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.